Okay, guys, what we're going to go through in this module is avoiding SOS or shiny object syndrome. This is, of coaching hundreds of people, this is by far one of the biggest topics. How do I avoid SOS? And I've got three simple solutions for you. Unsubscribe from lists, systems, and training budget. And we'll go into each of those modules. But what I want you to do as you're going through this is think of yourself. Don't think of all the other stuff. If you're thinking of all the other stuff, and you don't think of yourself and have your goals in front of you, then you're going to have a hard time avoiding shiny object syndrome. Marketers are great. I mean, obviously, you are watching this video, so I did something to be able to get you to take action and buy this. Hopefully, you're finding this course very, very valuable and helpful to your life. But you've got to look at, as you're going through this, you've got to give everything a hard test. And you have to be disciplined in your life and in your business and in your interaction with people to make sure that you're only seeing things you need to be seeing. You know, it's great to have information, but do you need the information? And that's what, you know, shiny object syndrome causes so much information overload, because you may say, I'm focusing on one aspect of business, and then somebody else comes out with a $10 product, and instantly you're focused on another aspect of business. It doesn't work that way. You would never let just somebody off the street come in and say, hey, I'm changing your entire business. Of course not. But that's what happens with shiny object syndrome. And because the marketing is good, and because it's sexy, and because we think it'll make us $1 million overnight, we jump over to the next thing and we spend more money and we lose focus. And it's just, it's a constant thing. There will always be people creating products. There will always be people who make more money creating products than what they teach you about the product that they've created. So, you know, what I'm saying is not everybody who teaches is a doer, and you want to be learning from doers, because your industry, especially since you're in the online industry in some way, things change so fast. So as we move through this module, again, I want you to take notes. There's a ton of nuggets in here that will serve you well in avoiding shiny object syndrome. Now, this is one of those things that, again, you're going to have to be disciplined. You're going to have to buckle down, or you'll never be able to avoid it. You'll always be spending more money, wasting more time, and feel that overwhelm. However, if you can buckle down, follow what I'm about to teach you, and implement it, you're going to have a lot less email, which is going to cause a lot less stress, which is going to cause a lot less shiny object syndrome, because you're going to not only be focused on what you need to be focused on, but you also won't believe that you have to get every new thing that comes out, and a lot of those you'll never even see. And I promise you that if something major in your industry is changing, after I show you what I'm about to show you, you're not going to miss it. I used to think I would too. Doesn't happen that way. So with that, I hope you enjoy this module. I hope it serves you well. And the next video, we're going to talk immediately about unsubscribing from lists.